If you were to announce a lecture on the separated life before an average audience, say in New York City, some would think it had to do with troubled marriages or divorce or something like that. Even Christians are vague about the biblical teaching on living a separated life. It means a life set apart for God, no longer swayed by the pull of worldly attractions and ambitions. And here's another thing I found in my discussions with Christians across America. Of those who have heard of the concept of living a separated life, most have very strong opinions on the subject. I know a man who advocates the idea of having a drink or two with non-Christians to show them he can be their friend. He urges people to frequent bars and nightclubs and drink a little in hopes of having the opportunity to witness to unbelievers. Now, his motives are absolutely pure. And, as a matter of fact, he has had opportunity to witness to Christ along the way. He cites the passage from the Scriptures that speaks of becoming all things to all men, that by all means we may save some. That's one side of the coin. But the late Paul Little had a different approach. Paul practically lived on the college campus. He was always out there with his shirt sleeves rolled up, mixing in lively discussions with non-Christians. And when one of them would invite him to come down to the bar and have a drink, he had a very simple way of accepting them as people, but not accepting their invitation. He knew they meant well, so he was not offended by their offer. He simply said, "Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate the invitation, but I really don't enjoy that. But how about you and me going to the game tomorrow night on me?" In that way, he kept the lines of communication open. He did not condemn the person, and he expressed an offer of friendship. Don't think we need to enter into questionable practices with people to show them that we are not crazy-headed fanatics. There are ways to build friendships with non-Christians without doing the things we're against. Remember, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.